Hi, I'm Gary from Stonyfield, the organic yogurt company. Do you know the difference between foods labeled organic and foods labeled all natural? You might be surprised. Learn more at stonyfield.com. We're proud to be the leading organic yogurt maker and honored to support living on Earth. And hope you will too. Donate at loe.org.
Americans recycle about 90 billion pounds of paper every year. That makes your share about 300 pounds. So what are you doing with all your old printouts, magazines, and newspapers? You can toss them, recycle them, or take some advice from Kate Terry. Living on Earth's Steve Kerwood talked to Kate Terry about the projects in her new book, Paper Made.
So, Kate Terry, in your book, which is called Paper Made, 101 Exceptional Projects to Make Out of Everyday Paper, you say that the recycling bin is the new craft closet. What made you start making art material out of what would otherwise be thrown away?
I've really been doing it since I was a little kid. My mom is a very, very crafty lady, and she has always taught me about using just humble materials and turning them into amazing things. And I think it's, you know, some of it can be out of necessity, but a lot of it is just looking at, you know, a raw material and thinking of all the different amazing things you can do with it and just kind of opening your mind.
We all know about recycling paper. Your book is about upcycling paper. What does that mean?
Well, I think about upcycling as taking just sort of a humble material such as cardboard, yellow pages, things like that, and keeping them out of the recycling bin entirely, actually using them for functional things. So using cardboard boxes to make an actual piece of furniture that's functional, using yellow pages to make beads that you can use into a necklace. And, you know, I think it's just thinking about what you have and what you can work with and all the different things you can do with it.
Now, I had a grandmother who was extremely frugal, but she would be impressed at the notion of using cardboard to make furniture. How do you do that?
It's actually really easy. Cardboard is very, very sturdy. You just need a lot of boxes. And I actually moved a couple of years ago from Brooklyn to Philadelphia, and I had tons and tons of cardboard boxes sitting in my basement. And I decided to make a table out of them. And all you do is you're basically just cutting the same shape over and over again out of cardboard. And when you put it together, it's just as sturdy as a piece of wood.
So I have your book in front of me, and I've opened it up to page 54, which you may or may not remember, requires the use of empty toilet paper rolls.
Oh, yeah.
And you call this the secret stash beaded curtain.
You know, I was, again, trying to think of all sorts of different things to make out of materials that normally you would just toss away. And what do you toss away all the time in a recycling bin? Empty toilet paper rolls. And I just thought it would be funny that no one really knows where these things come from, but you have this amazing beaded curtain. You don't need to tell anyone that it's empty toilet paper rolls if you don't want to. But, you know, once you cut them into little pieces and paint them and hang them from string, they just look like wood beads.
Now, as I understand, there's special armament you need for your book. Particularly, it's a gun, right? It's a hot glue gun. That's the secret to success here.
A hot glue gun is a great tool to have. It's pretty inexpensive. It's great for paper. It adheres all kinds of papers together. And it's, you know, it's not as dangerous as it sounds.
I suspect many households in America have a deck of cards. Well, maybe not quite a full deck of cards. You have a pretty fascinating project to reuse those, to upcycle those cards. Tell me about it.
I come from a family of serious card playing, so you always come up against that problem where one of the decks falls short and you don't have 52 playing cards anymore. So I decided to come up with an idea for making those cards into a lampshade. And it's pretty simple. All you do is actually sew each of the cards together. And once you sew the cards into strips, you can actually mold them into kind of a 3D shape.
You know, I get a lot of magazines, and honestly, I don't really always read all of them. But there is a way that I could upcycle these things that you have in your book, right?
Oh, definitely.
What do you recommend?
Pretty much anything that you could make in my book that involves paper. You can use a magazine. There's a vase in the book that is actually made from just hundreds of little rolled paper rings. And when you put them all together, they make this really beautiful geometric shape, modern vase.
I was really impressed by something that's rather simple in here. It's what you call paper trail earrings. These things look beautiful, and yet, what, they don't cost much of anything? They're easy to do.
They're really easy. They're just pieces of different colored paper, and I used actually some gold paper, and you just fold them into a simple shape. And the mix of all the different colors and the different patterns together creates something amazing. And you can tailor it to whatever colors are your favorite. That's one of my favorite things about working with paper is it's so easy to find all sorts of different scraps in so many prints and patterns and colors. And you can really personalize pretty much anything in this book.
Kate Terry's new book is called Paper Made, 101 Exceptional Projects to Make Out of Everyday Paper. Thank you so much, Kate Terry.
Thank you.
This is Steve Kerwin.
On the next Living on Earth, the road less traveled. One take on why biking is on the decline in Denmark.
The Road Safety Council started promoting bicycle helmets for the first time 3 years ago. And since then, the same thing has happened here that has happened everywhere in the world. The number of cyclists is falling.
Do helmets hurt or help biking? That story next time on Living on Earth.